This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. And today I welcome Holly Lou Jostis to Author's Corner. She has written the book Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian, which is published by Redemption Press. And she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Holly Lou. She describes herself as an author, speaker, teacher, speech pathologist, wife, mother, reforming control freak, and a coffee junkie. Well, she has written and taught women's Bible studies for more than 20 years and currently speaking more than 40 times a year as a frequent keynote speaker for women's retreats and conferences, as well as MOPS and parenting groups and women's events. She's also a Bible study teacher at her home church. So in addition to Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian, she has written numerous Bible studies, including The Bible in 3D, Upcycled, and The Jericho Road. She holds a bachelor's degree from Biola University with a biblical studies concentration and a master of science from University of Washington in speech and language pathology. And Holly Lou, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, many people raised in church, at some point there's a struggle within regarding their own faith and trying to decide what they believe and whether Jesus was who he said he was and what that really means in their lives. Is this something that you faced in your life?
Yes. I was raised in an amazing family, and I had the great privilege of having parents who followed Jesus. And I think everyone, you know, I love the saying that God has no grandchildren. He mm-hmm. only has children. So there's always a point in everyone's life where you're going to have to sit down and think hard and decide what you believe.
Mm-hmm. And I was just talking about this last night with some friends who raised their children in church and great Christian life at home. And yet none of their children are walking with the Lord today. And so that decision to follow Christ is something that doesn't seem to be real while living at home in order to take it into their adult life. So how do we change that?
Well, my encouragement to your friends and to all of us would be that life is a lot longer than most young people realize.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer we live, the more experiences we have that God is able to speak through. And those seeds are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're there. And so we pray and hope as parents. But I would say as a society right now, we need to take a look at how we do church and mm-hmm. how we teach faith practices
mm-hmm.
and kind of disengage from a lot of the corporate kind of business of faith and re-engage in kind of a personal everyday working out of the faith.
Okay. So tell us what you mean by the deconstruction of a good Christian.
Well, I was raised going to church three times a week mm-hmm. and asked Jesus into my heart to be my personal savior at a very young age. And but somewhere along the line, I was a child and I didn't process some things. And so when I heard the gospel message, my primary motivator for accepting this wonderful gift was that I didn't want to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lived a life kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to do just enough to keep me out of hell, but not so much that it's going to affect, you know, my hairstyle or that I'm going to be a really good person and I'm going to plan my life and I'm going to ask God to walk along and bless it. And that version of faith, this sort of fire insurance, mm-hmm. Anemic gospel, is much less robust than the salvation God offers, which is this total surrender of self. And then now you are you're entering into a relationship with a living God. Mm-hmm. And so it's very alive and personal, and it's anything but boring.
And so did you find yourself as an adult having to re-engage yourself with a true faith, or what was the journey you went on to actually find yourself to the place you are today with a vibrant, loving relationship with our Lord?
Well, you know, there was a moment. So we're always on a trajectory, and my trajectory, because it was off a little bit, was there was an ever-widening gap between what I claimed to believe and what I experienced in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was standing in a huddle in the hospital. I work in a hospital, and huddles are meetings that you have to stand through because they're trying to make them go quickly. And it was late, and I got there, and I was holding my little coffee cup because everywhere we go in the Northwest, we have coffee. And on my coffee cup was a Bible verse. And I have a very good friend who is in a different faith system, and he is a physician. And because he is religious, we're often on the same side of like lunchtime arguments. Mm-hmm. And so we are good friends, and he doesn't follow Jesus yet. But he looked down at my coffee cup, and he said, "I can always spot you Christians. You have the nicest coffee cup." And that it just landed on my heart. It was like the little straw that broke the camel's back, because mm-hmm. in that moment, I couldn't think of anything that separated me from him. He was far more generous. He was much more kind and consistent. He didn't seem to worry as much as I did. And I'm like, if the only thing about following Jesus that separates me from him is my coffee cup, then I'm a fraud. And I'm out. I don't want to do this. And that was the moment that God needed for me to could kind of come to the end of myself and be willing to walk away from my faith. He said, "Now I've got some breathing space in it. We can actually talk about what the gospel actually is, what I've offered you, and what you accepted." And we went back and we sort of corrected that misconception that that I had any sort of autonomy. We are designed to worship, we are designed to follow, and we will either follow we'll follow something. We'll either follow the world, we'll follow our culture, or we'll follow Jesus. But our autonomy, or to be the captain of my fate, that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I realized that I was accepting God because I believed he is God, that he is who he says he is, that he is my only hope, and then all of me I give to God. Every dream, every wish, mm-hmm. even the air in my lungs, my ability to walk, all of that is now on God's side of the line, dedicated to his service. And then we get up every morning and we live out a 24-hour adventure one day at a time. And I do faith in the read and do format. So whatever it is that he's working on, then I'm like, okay, somewhere in this day, this information is going to be used. And then at the end of the day, we just kind of recap and look at how God used what we were talking about in the morning throughout the day. And it becomes this living conversation with a living God, and it informs the deepest part of you. And so because God is speaking to me in real time, what I found out is that there's a lot more to correct in me than most people around me. So I think that's where like Christ following became something different for me, because every day there's something that I'm giving up and I'm dying to, mm-hmm. and there's other things that are becoming more and more alive in me. And that's a beautiful process fraught with failure and defeat, but every morning is new, and that's what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. Well, today I'm talking with Holly Lou Jostes about her book, Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian. It's published by Redemption Press, and you are listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. Well, we know that the Bible contains the calling the followers of Jesus the salt of the earth. And so what is it about salt that you named your book Salty, and the lesson that you want us to learn from that?
Well, Salty is a salt is an amazing agent of change. And so Jesus talks about lukewarmness. And I think a lot of how I had lived 30 years of my Christ following was very, very lukewarm. And lukewarm is not benign. It's not something where like, oh, well, you could do better, but this is okay. It's actually cancerous. And Jesus says, I'd rather you be hot or be cold. Mm. But here in the middle is intolerable. I will spew you out completely. And that is because when you look at lukewarm, if you look at when something is lukewarm, it confuses things on the cellular level so that everything outside the cell is the same as everything inside the cell. So the cell can't fight. It turns off all of its alarm systems and it can't fight bacteria. That is why food goes bad so quickly when it is lukewarm. And so when you think about salt, salt is an agent of change. It's not something that we just sprinkle around to make things taste better. Salt, when it's doing its job, destroys bacteria. And what I find so heavenly ironic is that 20% of Americans will check the box as committed or dedicated Christian Christ follower on all kinds of surveys. But it's 20% is the exact ratio. If something is 20% salt, bacteria cannot exist. It is utterly destroyed. So if we as the church are 20% of our American culture, why are we not the most powerful agents of change on the planet? And so we have to go back and reevaluate how we do our faith. You know, how is it that we are living this out? Because the world is in desperate need, now more than ever before, for what Christ is offering through this precious gift of his salvation. But we're so busy playing church that we're a colossal turnoff to all the generations that have come after us, and as well as to our unsaved neighbors. And so my journey has been, how can I leave behind any form of religiosity in exchange for total enslavement to a God who offers freedom? So that is the exact meaning of the verse. To gain your life, you have to lose it. And we can quote that verse all over the place, but in what ways are we doing that? You know, in what ways did we die to self today? And if you can't write that down, or if you can't talk about it with a friend, then perhaps you're not.
Well, there's so much more in the book, Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian, written by Holly Lou Jostes, that we encourage you to find a copy of this book. So, Holly Lou, why don't you tell our listeners how they can do that?
Well, Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian, is available wherever Christian books are sold, and I encourage you to support your local bookstore. It is also available on Amazon.
Okay. So one more time, the book is Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian, written by Holly Lou Jostes. And we certainly thank Redemption Press for giving us a copy of the book to talk about. And Holly Lou, thank you for encouraging our listeners to put aside the word good Christian and be a true Christian.
Absolutely. That's our goal every day, isn't it?
Amen. Well, to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And if you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.
If you live within the broadcast area of KNEO Radio, we have a podcast just for you. The KNEO Community Connection keeps your finger on the pulse of what's coming up in the four-state area, telling you about upcoming events you don't want to miss, organizations in our communities doing great work, and conversations with the dynamic citizens who are behind it all. There's a lot going on around you that you don't want to miss. This is Luke Taylor. Join me each week as we talk about what's happening with the people who are making it happen. Brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM and the Sky High Podcast Network. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.